Well, good morning. How many of you would like to find a treasure? Like a buried treasure. How many of you would want to find a buried treasure? Only one? Wow, two? Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you how to find a treasure. But before that, I'm going to tell you a story about someone who did find a treasure. And it was a man who, he was working in a field picking vegetables because he needed some extra money because his own crop was kind of thin that year. So he was picking vegetables and he saw something really shiny in the dirt and he kind of dusted it off and it almost looked like gold. And he said, that'd be gold? And he kind of dusted it a little more and it was kind of buried in the rock. And he thought, that's strange. Then he kept picking vegetables and he got to this other section where he picked it out and it was kind of hard, so he dusted it off again. And then it really looked like gold and it was a big piece. And then he kept like feeling more and more and it was attached to this huge rock. And I mean, there's no way he could like take it or unbury it there because it was like big. And he thought, I wonder if this is gold. So he took his knife and he shaved off a little shaving and he kept picking the vegetables until he had all picked. And then that evening he went to someone who can tell him if it's gold or not, a specialist, and they analyzed it and they said, yeah, that's gold, that's real gold. So the guy got so excited. He thought, I gotta buy that field. I gotta get it. And he didn't really have any money. It was kind of tied up in the things that he had. So he went back and he told his wife and he said, we gotta sell everything we have. We gotta get, and she thought he was crazy. And then she thought, wow, he's really serious. So she helped him and they started selling everything. They sold all the gold they had, any silver, any jewelry, anything. And then they started selling their clothes. They had really fancy garments, that, like their Sabbath clothes. And not only that, they sold all their clothes, except for the clothes that they had on, that was it. And they just wore their most worn clothes that probably wouldn't sell anyway. They sold their furniture in their house. They sold their Persian rug. They had a really fancy Persian rug that was handed down from generations. They sold that. And pretty soon they sold their ox, which was their livelihood, because without the ox, they couldn't harvest their field. And then they sold their house. They didn't even have a house. They had nothing except for a few tattered clothes. And the man went to the man that owned that field and he said, I want to buy that field over there, the one with the vegetables. And he said, and here's the money. And on top of this money, I'm gonna give you a year's worth of labor. And what do you think the man thought? Do you think he was gonna ask him questions? Like, why do you wanna buy my field? Why are you giving me all this? He didn't say that at all. He's like, oh, that field? He thought to himself, that's worthless. That's hardly even bringing any income for me. And that's a rocky area, and it's in a bad location. And he said, well, sure. And so they shook on the deal, and the man was so excited, he ran back, and he started digging, him and his wife, and guess what they found? The field. What do you think they found? They found gold. Not only gold, but it was more than they thought. And the more they dug, the deeper, the bigger it got. And that whole area was full of rock and had gold. And they had so much gold, they became the richest people in all the land. Do you know who they are? Does anyone know who they are? Has anyone heard the story before? No one? No one's heard the story? Well, aside from a few details, this story is in the Bible, and it's what Christ told, and it was a parable, so that means it's not a true story. But he told it to illustrate a point, and the point was that is like the kingdom of heaven. It's like a treasure that's so wonderful, we're willing to give up everything for that treasure. And there's people been throughout history who have given up a lot, like Abraham. He was willing to sacrifice his son. And there's been martyrs throughout time that have given their lives for the kingdom of heaven. So that's the treasure that we all need to be seeking after. And sometimes it's hidden to other people. They may not see it. And even sometimes we don't realize how much of a treasure it is. But someday it's going to be very obvious like that. When that man started digging in his field, it was very obvious how much of a treasure. It's way more than we ever think. So remember that it's worth everything that we have, okay, on this planet. Okay, thank you. Let's say a prayer now. Dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for giving us your life, for giving us this chance to be part of your kingdom, to be your sons and daughters and your children. And we just pray that you will keep that before us and help us to keep that as the most important thing in our hearts. We thank you. Amen.